Today is 31st July 2025. Weather here presently 80 degrees, 85 high and 78 is low. In Celsius 27, and the high is going to be 29 and low 26. So I would like to share about that particular verse, 2 Corinthians, because that time when Lorian asked, I went on regarding the tithe, honoring God, with basic logic from the Old Testament and then the New Testament. And in this particular section of that verse, 8:14, 2 Corinthians 8:14, it says, but by an equality that now at this time, your, this is talking to Corinthians, your pronoun, your abundance may be supply for their want. And background, he's talking in this section about Macedonians and Corinthians. And of course, in different church epistles, it talks about Macedonians from the beginning of Paul's visit, first time visit to continuously, they were sending the cheerful giving, honoring God to Paul, the Apostle Paul. And I will just even go to that verse too. So by an equality, now at this time, your abundance is that group of believers, Corinthians, may be supplied for their want, their lack, that their abundance, their lack is their lack to send abundant sharing. In this section is to Jerusalem. The apostles in Jerusalem and the ministers who are from the Jewish leadership, of the Jewish leadership. So their want is Corinthians, your abundance. So first is Corinthians' abundance may be supplied for their Macedonians' want, that their abundance also may be supplied for your want. So at times, Macedonians' lack of supplying to the ministers in Jerusalem, if they are lacking, then Corinthians, their abundance will take care of that shortage. This section is not like person. And then one person has abundance and supply to another person who is suffering shortage, lacking finance. So this person's abundance should take care and meet the needs of the person who is lacking at that time. It's not talking about that. First of all, I will go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 9. So Corinthians background, Paul visited Corinth in first itinerary. Second itinerary. Barnabas and Paul, they did the first itinerary together. And later on, after some years, Paul said to Barnabas, how about visiting all those leaders and believers in the areas that we have preached the gospel. Some years has passed, so Paul brought up this subject to Barnabas, and Barnabas says, okay, that's cool, and decided to take John Mark, his nephew. But Paul says, well, that's not a good idea. He left in between that itinerary. There was some disagreement. Something took place that leadership changed. Paul started to call shots in one way. As Paul was walking by the Spirit, of course Barnabas was too, but Paul listened to God more and decided to move away from Cyprus to the Galatia area, Antioch of Pisidia, Iconium, Derbe, Lystra, like that, and had great outreach as a result. Some years has passed, so Paul said, let's go back and see how they are doing. They didn't have mobile phones, internet those days. So they wanted to see, physically go and see them, how they were doing. So this topic of John Mark, Barnabas insisted that I will take John Mark. So they finally broke up. So Barnabas moved into one direction, Paul another direction. So that's the second itinerary. And in the second itinerary, Macedonia, Philippi, and then Thessalonica, Berea, Athens, and then Corinth. So Corinth, a lot of wonderful things took place, and the outreach. Although Paul and Timothy, Silas, they faced persecution, but God encouraged Paul that hung in there. Nobody will harm you, because I have many who are to be saved, called, saved in that area. So Paul stayed there for about 2 years, I think. So that is kind of in background. After some time, Paul left Corinth. He wanted to go to Jerusalem, because still Apostle Paul had this thing in his mind that he really want the Israel, Jews, to be saved, Jews to come to know this truth. So it started to come up in his brain. So he decided to go to that feast and do the Jewish ceremony. He had shorn his hair and carry out one of these vow. He wanted to fulfill the vow religious way. Going there, he stopped at Ephesus and preached at the synagogue of the Jew in Ephesus. And these Jews in the synagogue, they really wanted to hear more. But Paul said, no, I have to go keep this feast, and then left. But nothing really happened in Jerusalem. Nothing happened. So in Book of Acts, that he went up to Jerusalem, this word should have been there. I'm not going to the detail and going to the scripture Acts, exactly that place, but I'm making this shorter, briefly. So Paul went to Jerusalem, but there was no significant response. So that in Book of Acts, that section, the word Jerusalem wasn't even mentioned. And then he went to Antioch of Syria. After some time, he will go back to Ephesus. And great things start take place in Ephesus. And he has, I think that time, Apollos was there. And he sent Apollos to Corinth. And Apollos did a great job. But something really not perfecting had taken place there from that time. So 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and verse 9. In this section, he talks about the Corinthians who are not happy to share their abundance, honoring God at this time, with Paul. Whereas Macedonians, they're from the beginning of the gospel that they receive, they're happy and sending the abundance to Paul, where Paul was, and so forth. But Corinthians, they were not. And they are very happy to send this abundance to the leaders in Jerusalem, apostles in Jerusalem. So background. So verse 4, 1 Corinthians 4, 9. For I think that God has set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst and so forth. Verse 12, and labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it, being defamed, okay? And verse 14, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be you followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. So some background, the attitude of Corinthians. Paul is speaking the reality, how these Corinthians came to know the truth, how they began to live more abundant life and blessing. But Corinthians somehow was not recognizing that. And instead of the way it should be set, I think here in verse 6, and these things, brethren, I have in figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of above, which is written, that no one of you be puffed up, for who makes thee to differ? Now, for I think, verse 9, for I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle. So there was one section, but I don't remember where it was. But anyway, so Philippians chapter 4:15. So Macedonians feeling. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me, shared, that Greek word, koinonia, share fully with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. So they're sending abundant sharing from the beginning. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. This honoring God is incredible. From God's point of view, it's wonderful. An odor, a sweet smell, sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. So many adjectives. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory and by Christ Jesus. So, benefits. The Macedonians were practicing, but the Corinthians were not, and Paul didn't press them. The Corinthians, they were thinking, we are following the leaders in Jerusalem. And although they had nothing to do with the gospel coming to Corinth directly, one who did directly was Paul. So who goes to war or something by his own? That section, just I'm looking.
Chapter 9, verse which one? Just start reading the whole chapter.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yes, I was going to go here, and yes, this is it. So, Paul have dialogue, communication with Corinthians, and from this point, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are not you my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you, for the seal of my apostleship are you in the Lord. My answer to them that do examine me is this. They are judging. Carnal. Okay, Corinthians have become basically the leaders of Corinth. They became carnal. So there have been a lot of practical problems. And we know that this Corinthians epistles are reproof epistles. So they were not practicing the right way of honoring God either. And so God through Paul is speaking to them how the honoring God should go. So basically to the one who brought the gospel, one who has built up Corinthian leaders, brought the right doctrine, that's where it should go. But they were not. So this is the logic, logos that God has given to Corinthians in this epistle of Corinth. So have we not power, authority? I think this word is authority. Have we not, yes, power, zousia, to eat and drink? Means with the abundant sharing, cheerful giving from Corinth, with that money, don't we have authority to use this money to eat, live, drink? Have we not power to lead about sister, a wife, as well as other apostles? Other apostles, who are the other apostles? The apostles in Jerusalem. They're doing that. They are traveling with sister, wife. Those, all the expenses are from that honoring God, cheerful giving. And as the brethren of the Lord and Cephas. Or I only and Barnabas, have not we authority to forbear working? They are still working and preaching. And Corinthians weren't recognizing, have that sense. Very simple sense, like in Book of Acts, after the day of Pentecost, the Jewish believers, they were recognizing such as should be saved, about 3,000 souls, and God is daily adding such as should be saved to the church. These ones, they continue to practice tithes, offerings, and to the temple. They took this honoring God to temple, to the Levites and priests. They couldn't get out from the law, that kind of thousands of years of habit, doctrine, Old Testament doctrine. So the money continually went to the temple. However, they recognized that the apostles, they were not taken care of financially. They have to work. They were financing themselves. So these, after the day of Pentecost, Jewish believers, they sold their possessions, lands, houses, plurality, and financed the apostles and the movement. But Corinthians, they were not spiritual. When Paul moved away from Corinth, and even during that time, they seems like not practicing this honoring God. So I only, Barnabas, have not the power to forbear working. Okay, yeah, that one I said. Verse 8, say I these things as a man, or set not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. That God take care of for oxen. Set he it, verse 10, altogether for our sakes. For our sakes, no doubt. This is written that he that plowed should plow in hope. It's okay for those ministering. They can hope the income to come from that field. And that he that threshes in hope should be partaker of this hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? Money, finance, substance. If others be partakers, who are the others? Apostles in Jerusalem, partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this authority, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. If we order you, make you do, then you guys will do grudgingly. They didn't want to do this. He wanted them to be spiritual minded, and God would show them what is the right thing to do. Like after the day of Pentecost, believers, Jewish believers, sold their possessions and goods and so forth. So do you not know that, verse 13, they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar. Even so hath Lord Jehovah ordained. It was Jehovah that ordained. Sometimes word Lord appears, people think it's Lord Jesus. But this is talking about the Old Testament thing. So this word Lord, even though appears, we need to understand from the context. So many times it is referring to Jehovah. Even so hath the Lord ordained that they, Lord means Jehovah, ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But I have, verse 15, used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me. For it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glory void. So and so forth. We'll go to 1 Corinthians 16. I'm going quickly. Verse 1, 2, 3. Now concerning the collection for the saints. Or before, let me see. Before going to this one, Romans 15. We'll go to Romans 15. Then we'll come here. Romans 15. Romans chapter 15 and verse 24. Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way thitherward by you. If first I be somewhat filled with your company, but now I go on to Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. For it has pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia. Achaia, Corinth area. Achaia has Corinth. It's in Greece. To make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. So they're sending money, certain contribution. Macedonians and Achaia. Sometimes Macedonians, sometimes Achaia, Corinth did. When Macedonians had abundance, that took care of the lack, need, that lack of Achaeans supplying the contribution to for the poor saints. Now, we think poor saints, oh, in Jerusalem there must have been a lot of poor saints. But we will find out exactly who are the poor saints at Jerusalem. And verse 27, it has pleased them verily, and their debtors. There, this pronoun there is talking about poor saints, the poor saints. That is the, this pronoun is referring to the poor saints. So it has pleased them, Macedonians, Achaia, believers, leaders, and their debtors. Oh, Macedonians and Achaeans are their debtors? These poor saints' debtors? Huh. So question will arise, how come they be their debtors? They are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their poor saints' spiritual things. So actually it is referring to the apostles and ministers in Jerusalem. Out of them, the spiritual things went eventually to the Gentiles. It went from the Jewish apostles. It moved. And then Barnabas and Paul came, and Barnabas, Saul and Barnabas. And so finally, all the spiritual things came from the apostles and leadership in Jerusalem. So their duty is Macedonians, Achaia, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. Carnal things. So we are clear about the poor saints. Who are the poor saints? They are not the believers who are lacking finance, having tough time living and making their needs met. They are the leadership, the apostles and the leaderships. Out of them came out the spiritual things unto the Gentiles. So their duty, the Macedonians and other leadership, to do, to even send some contribution. Although the main logic, they're happy. They, means Macedonians, Corinthians, we are talking about Corinthians, Macedonians, they took care of the apostles, the ministers who brought the gospel directly to them. That is Paul, Silas, and Timothy. They are happy. And so they brought that honoring God to them, as well as they have sent certain contribution to the apostles in Jerusalem. Though they were practicing really cheerfully this way, but they never forgot about to honor God, send their abundant sharing to the one who brought the gospel to them, who are Paul and Silas and Timothy. Now we will go to Romans 15 or 1 Corinthians 16, 1 to 3. 16, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 to 3. Okay, now concerning the collection for the saints. So saints, collection for the saints. Who are the saints? Poor saints. As I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do you. So Paul always recognized to honor with a substance that God blessed them, him and them, to send certain contribution, certain abundant sharing amount to the saints in Jerusalem. So give certain instruction. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gathering when I come. And when I come, whomsoever you shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality into Jerusalem. So it just fits together. Then Romans 15, and this is 24, 28. Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you. For I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way thitherward by you. First I be summoned. Thither by you means their finance, their financing. If first I be somewhat filled with your company, but now I go on to Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. Jerusalem, so poor saints, the apostles, prophets, and all these ministers, there by them, many of them are there, unto the saints. For it had pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. Yeah, I think I will cover this one. Yeah, for it has pleased the Macedonian, okay. It has pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. Like, duty. So, God is giving pretty solid logic. Some duty aspect also. And, of course, joyful aspect. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 1. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal provoked very many. So last time, these Corinthians, they were ready and already collected the abundance, but Titus forgot to take them, receive them. So that's why it says, Paul boasted of them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago. A year ago, it was ready to go, but Titus forgot. So this time, yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, that, as I said, you may be ready. So you could read yourself. So in this section, that encouragement. But this I say, he who sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he that sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Benefits. He is showing the benefit. This is really beneficial for you. Okay, for the second time, sorry, Titus forgot. But this time you get ready. Make yourself ready. That shouldn't be like when Macedonians also travel with me to come visit you and you haven't prepared, have it ready, then not that Macedonians will think, what's going on? These guys, they're not going to send abundant sharing. But I get ashamed. So I'm informing you beforehand. I know you are ready to share abundantly. So gives the benefit. But the main thing here is that looks like these first century, this way, Apostle Paul, the way that he practiced was with the leadership, wherever he went, he spoke about honoring God. So the place where it was right place, Macedonians, example, they were a student. They honor God first to the apostles, the minister that who brought the gospel to them. That is the first thing. They did that, honor God this way. And then they got the benefit, abundance. And not just the apostles who brought the gospel to them, but they also sent abundant sharing, further, more amount, to the apostles in Jerusalem. And how did they come to know this? Paul mentioned about this. See, we Gentiles, we receive this spiritual things, wonderful things that we came to know. We are sons and daughters of God, that we can live more abundant life and so forth. All these things came through me, yes, but the apostles in Jerusalem, don't forget them, because it came from that direction. So Paul also encouraged them to send some contribution, some cheerful giving to the apostles in Jerusalem. But that by equality, this equality is not that some people are poor and some are having a lot, abundance. So they will give money to the poor people. And then when the poor people start to prosper and then the richer people have some needs, so it doesn't make sense, but needs, then this poor who became okay, fine, would send money to the guys who are rich, prosperous, and some of them became poor, so okay, send them some money. So by equality is not talking about that. It's talking about the abundance that they have, even surplus, first went to the Apostle Paul and the ministers that he was with, and moreover, they sent abundance to the leadership apostles in Jerusalem. But Corinth at that time didn't have that much, or not at all, to send abundance. So when Macedonians may have less amount, then your abundance, Corinthians, that will take care of the lack of the contribution to Jerusalem. The shortage, the abundance of Corinthians will take care. So there should be equality. So that's the thing. That is what they were talking about in this 2 Corinthians 8, verse 14. So today I just wanted to talk about this. Okay, God bless you.